I can afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
And I'm Dave Festini.
Hey, I'm Dave Schneier.
And we are about to do a Versus episode, but not just any Versus episode. This one is live and in person in the Rock Room East in Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Woohoo!
So the guys came down today, and we're just going to record a bunch of episodes. We have a bunch of barbecue in our gut. Yeah.
Oh, we filled ourselves up with, yep. What was the name of that place?
That was called the Camel City Barbecue.
Okay.
Really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No one made the camel toe barbecue. No. No one made that joke.
Nope.
We didn't do it.
Nope.
Now, Dave Festini, we're sitting in an area that isn't for adults only. It's for families and for children. And what was happening during our meal?
Mr. Schneier, to my left, was just swearing uncontrollably.
Not uncontrollably.
At loud volume.
No. Nope.
Dropping multiple F-bombs.
That's true.
With a child not 10 feet away from
that
him.
That kid was like 12 probably, right?
The whole family did look over
did
one,
they?
One time when
did
you
they?
Said it.
Oh, okay.
And then and the kid looked over, and then the dad said to the kid, "Are you okay?" And the kid said, "Mm-hmm."
Really?
Wow.
Yeah,
seriously?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You made a father
no,
ask
no,
his
you know
child
what happened?
If he
they
was
looked
okay.
over. They looked over after I said the F-bomb and they just did this. Thumbs up. Yeah, like, keep going. Come on.
This kid's soft. He needs to know about fucking.
Exactly.
Now look. The F word's just an expletive. He wasn't saying, "So I'm fucking this
broad.
Yeah, I'm fucking this broad."
It doesn't matter.
He was just saying fuck. It's like saying shoot or dang.
No.
Or shoot dang.
Yeah. No, it's the worst of the expletives.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Of the standard of the...
What are the standard expletives? What are
standard expletives okay. are, I mean, you have your low-end dams and hells, which okay. really don't count at
Where
all.
Where does shit fall in there?
Shit's in the middle.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And then there's the F. It is the F word for a reason.
All right.
Because it's the number one generic okay. swear word. Well, now, you can venture off into yeah. things like cunt. And, you know, twat.
Cocksucker.
Cocksucker, twat.
Motherfucker.
Like that. Yeah, motherfucker's a rough one. But they're really mm-hmm. foul. And
prick?
From
That's like, I would put that right below shit.
I think prick is in the shit area.
Okay.
Because prick has another meaning, right?
Yeah,
like, you prick your finger. Oh,
I fucking
true.
Pricked my finger.
Yeah, exactly. Motherfucker, that hurt.
Then you didn't say prick in that sentence.
We haven't even started drinking. That's not happening until the next record.
You know, but Dave's just dropping it. The place is
vacation
quiet.
Dave.
It's
vacation
not even
Dave.
Like it's loud.
Vacation
if it's like
Dave
a loud,
is different.
Sometimes you're in a loud room and you're keeping your voice at a certain level and you unfortunately say a word mm-hmm. when it gets quiet. But that wasn't the case. It was a quiet room. He's just dropping F-bombs
yeah.
left and right.
Yeah, well, okay.
I mean, look, I was fine with it.
Andrew Dave Clay.
But you were like, you were really upset by it.
Yeah, you were.
Because I've been in that position with.
So have
I. I didn't shelter my children.
I have kids too.
I know the whole idea of, well, you know, they hear stuff at school. You shouldn't shelter your
yeah.
kids. Fine. I'm fine with all that. But like, there's still a level of being in a public place and someone should be respectful of someone else's.
Absolutely. I want to apologize to all the camel toes about that.
And then in the, where does finger blast, where does that land? Is that something?
That is an outside, it's an
that's
outlier.
An outlier.
It's an outlier that you don't hear all that often.
It's the term I use when I play paper football. I finger blast the paper football. That's what I do.
That's what finger blasting is?
Yeah, sure.
I think that's what you tell your child yeah. if they hear that and they
yep.
go, "Daddy, what's that?" You know, it's the game.
Yeah.
Well, I told you I've been...
finger blasting for years.
What's this?
That's you bit it, whatever.
What is it?
What?
I don't know. You bit?
I'm, by the way, I'm making basically like the...
an okay sign.
Circular okay yeah. sign with... So if I do this to you, what does it mean?
A bunghole?
It means I don't know. I suck a cock?
What does it mean?
Is that what it means?
I grew up.
Uh-huh.
We played a game.
Yeah. Where if you did it, you got
you
hit.
You did this, and if someone looked at it...
Uh-huh.
They were sucking a cup.
They got punched.
Yeah.
Wow.
If they were able to get their finger in and out of the hole.
Then they punch you.
Then they punch me. It was a very innocent game.
What was it called?
I don't remember.
It's a very innocent game when you're punching each other?
Well, yeah.
Where does the swear stuff come in?
It's basically a butthole. It's like a butthole.
Okay.
It's a game. It's about putting it in the butt. And I never knew this. I was doing it at work with people. I've been doing it with my kids since they were little. I would send them texts with a picture of my hand in the, you know, with that symbol.
And you didn't know that you were sending your kids butthole hand?
I never knew.
Wow, way to go, butt hand.
Yeah, well.
Jesus.
Good start to the show here.
Kids shouldn't watch South Park is what you're telling me?
Kids? What define what's the age?
How old was that kid at the restaurant, do you think? Restaurant.
12, I didn't get a good 12. I didn't get it. I was right. hard to tell because he was crying. I didn't get a good look at him.
He was 12, his mullet was 45 years old, I think. Pretty
was
sure.
Was he 12? Okay. I mean,
I apologize.
Don't apologize to me.
Well, it's too late to apologize.
Well, when he listens to the show,
if you were a respectful man,
I would have walked over.
You would have gone to the table and been like, "I was using some pretty salty language. I apologize." And then then the father can show to his son.
Would have punched me.
He was a good man. He came over. He apologized. Adults use adult language. You know, good example. But instead, you're just some filthy outsider who came down from Washington D.C. with your poop mouth.
All right, so hey guys,
hey.
Did Dave Schneider? Did you introduce yourself?
I don't think he did.
I did.
All right.
Okay.
It was so long ago. All right. So,
fucking lifetime ago.
I gave the two guys a choice for this versus episode. If they wanted something called Slam, or if they want something called Sevens, and they both, believe it or not, agreed Sevens.
Seven's my favorite number. So that's
really?
Why I
all right.
Seven. Yeah.
Is there a reason for that?
My father's turntable when I was a kid. It was made by Pencrest, mm-hmm. and the badge on it was 777.
Oh, okay.
All right, cool.
It's also why my email address is steenie777.
Oh, okay. Wow, that really is your.
Cool. All right.
Okay, so what I'm going to tell you is for this versus episode, we have three albums, seven rounds.
Oh.
So these are albums that only have seven songs.
Okay.
All right.
Your email, by the way.
Wow.
777.
So it's 777. That's weird.
That's wild. So the first album we're going to check out was released in September 3rd, 1977. It was the band's sixth album. It peaked at number three in the U.S., mm-hmm. and it sold 2 million copies.
Okay.
So, remember, I was going to pull that over, and then I didn't, and now I'm not going to because it's
okay.
already...
That's all right.
All right, we'll so here we go.
Over.
Round one.
Okay. So, seven tracks. Really? Are they EPs?
No, they're full
they're
albums.
They're
full okay. albums. No EPs.
I've got a couple ideas.
Okay, keep it to yourself.
Are they long tracks?
Yeah, they are long tracks, yeah.
Okay. What?
Coming into the ring right now. Steely Dan. Steely Dan. Oh, hold on. Whoa. What happened? Oh, no, wait. Oh.
There we go.
Steely Dan. From the album Asia.
Mm-hmm.
Please enjoy some Black Cow. Even know if they say Black Cow in this song.
Yeah, they do later, I think.
Okay, we're not going to get there. It's going to be too much.
That's fine.
But, so that was Black Cow from Steely Dan's Asia. Now, Dave Festini, are you a Steely Dan fan at all?
I know the hits. Okay. If you could even say that about somebody like Steely Dan.
All right.
All right. Why do I sound lower than everybody else?
You're not talking direct. Like, I'm right in here. Like,
I think you sound fine.
If I got, like, really close.
You got really close.
Fine.
Yeah.
You're good.
Yeah, but you're okay.
Shorty balls.
Okay. All right. Here's the rundown of album number two that has seven songs. This was released in August of 1979. It's the band's eighth album. It sold 6 million copies and went to number one.
Wow.
Number one. Here we go. Led Zeppelin.
You're not supposed to say it.
I won't say the next one. Would you have known this was Led Zeppelin?
I would have by now, yeah. It's, well, yeah.
From In Through the Outdoor? The song is In the Evening.
Yeah, you know this one, Dave? I know.
Yes,
you know.
Thank you. Is this Billy Squire?
Very atmospheric.
Yeah.
And then they're going to say, in the evening. And then it's going to kick ass. It's a lot of ramp up.
Yeah.
Hey, when you only have seven songs, there's going to be some lead in.
Yeah.
The looks on your faces, I feel like you're regretting picking seven.
No, I'm not at all.
No, you're good with it?
Yeah.
I like this.
Are you excited for the next one?
Yes.
All right. Let me tell you about the album. It's the band's eighth album.
Okay.
So again, the eighth album from a band released February 1981, sold 5 million copies, and it peaked at number three in the USA.
81?
81.
I have an idea. I do too.
All right, let's see if you're right.
No.
Were either of you right?
No.
Okay. Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride. Right, there we go. Let me tell you, it's Black Cow from Steely Dan versus In the Evening from Led Zeppelin versus Tom Sawyer from Rush. And what else can I tell you about this? Asia was produced by Gary Katz. In Through the Outdoor was produced by Jimmy Page. And Moving Pictures was produced by Rush and Terry Brown. Since it's an odd number, sevens, Dave Festini's going to have the first word and the last word today.
Whoa.
Okay. Not that I dislike the Steely Dan, but compared to the other two, it's not. It's also a different. I fear that Steely Dan doesn't get a fair shake in this matchup because it's a different type of music.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we'll find out.
So they're out for this round. And I don't want to be accused of going with the, you know, what is clearly the most would you say that
yeah,
Tom Sawyer is the most well-known
of the three
of the people who are not, if you're not a Rush fan.
Yes. I think South Park helped with that.
Really? Before South Park, you don't think that was the most well-known Rush song?
Okay. It was. And I'm just making a point.
There's a lot of well-known Rush songs though.
Yeah, but this one is the most. No?
I mean, maybe.
That would be my opinion. I have two really good friends who were, in my experience, you either love Rush or hate Rush.
You can't just like them?
Really? Well, when I was younger.
Okay.
right. I've grown to appreciate them more as I got older.
All right.
And I don't want to be accused of just picking the most well-known song of the three, but In the Evening's good, but Tom Sawyer is a classic.
All right. So you're picking Tom Sawyer.
Yes, I'm going with Rush.
And again, all three songs sounded great in the headphones.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. There's one for Tom Sawyer.
Speaking of sounding great in the headphones, here's Dave Schneier.
Hello.
Hello, fuck.
I'll try not to do that.
You can do whatever you want.
No, yeah.
There's no kids in here now.
Three of us
too
now.
Much.
No, it's fine.
Too much. Strangely, I'm going to eliminate Zeppelin on this one.
All right.
I don't like that one as much. Mm. It's not my favorite Zeppelin song. And I'm not saying like, oh, it's not the most popular or anything like that. I just don't appreciate it as much. I'm not knocking, Dave, your whole concept of Rush's most popular song.
Felt like you were.
I'm a big Steely Dan fan, and I've listened to them more over the last year or two because my son has gotten into them as well, which came out of nowhere.
Is your son 40 years old?
Yes, he is. Okay. No, he works at a hardware. So here's the weird thing. Works at a hardware store, and apparently some of the playlists that they work off of Spotify is like are some classic rock stuff or some like whatever, and there's some Steely Dan. And like we'll be driving in the car and a Steely Dan song will come on that's not one of the most popular ones, and he'll be singing along to it. And I'll be like, where did this come from?
That's
so
wild.
I really appreciate that, and it's cool. So I love Black Cow. I think it's a great song. But Tom Sawyer is a fantastic song, and I'm a big Rush fan. I'm not going to just be like, well, I love Rush, so it's always going to be Rush. But this is classic Rush. This is a perfect Rush song. So the vote is for Rush. Not by much.
Now, I will tell you, I'm looking at the set list, and what happened?
I'm looking around. Do you have anything signed? Do you have anything Rush signed?
No, I can tell you about that in 1 second, though. Okay. Well, it's a knockout round for Rush, because, right. I mean, I like all the songs, but there's just no, what are you going to do? Tom Sawyer is just
Tom Sawyer is Tom.
It's an earworm, so to speak. So 3-4 Rush after one round. Okay, so saw Rush many, many times. Saw them at the Hollywood Bowl, where it's almost impossible to get signatures, but I have got signatures there. And I had a copy of Signals. So right after the show, I went behind the bowl. And I look, and there's a town car. And in the town car, Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson. And I'm like, what the heck? How did they got out so quick? And they're right in the car. So you have to walk down the hill from the Hollywood Bowl to get to the street level. So I'm just basically walking next to that car, just like holding it.
Yeah.
Like showing them, come on, guys, come on.
Just roll the window down.
Come on, take it. I'll meet, come on. And they never even, and I shadowed, and I didn't tell anyone else that, hey, Rush is right here. And I just shadowed them the whole way down the hill and nothing happened.
Oh, man.
I feel like if you met Rush, they would be lovely, but I feel like meeting them would be very difficult.
Yeah.
That's just what I felt with Rush.
Huh.
So. All right. At the end of round one, it's anyone's ball game. It's 3-0-0. And we are going to go back into some Steely Dan with the title track to Asia.
Mm.
It's called Asia. Now, right out of the box, I don't even know if I know how this song goes.
I mean, if you'd asked, I always thought it was pronounced Aja. Aha.
Aha?
Yeah.
I thought it's Steely Dan Asia.
We all have three different.
I mean, it is Asia. It is Asia. But the J.
Why
with,
is it Asia?
Because when that's, when they won an award for it, they go from Asia.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't. I mean, I'm thinking, you know.
But you're thinking the Spanish
well, if you
of
spell
the J. Ba, is,
if you spell Baja, it's B-A-J, you know.
No, so this would be Aha. Wouldn't
well,
it be funny if they
well,
won?
That's what I thought it
Wouldn't
was.
Wouldn't it be Aha funny if they won?
Aha.
Aha.
All right, let's hear. And this song, now look, it's only 8 minutes and 1 second long.
Oof.
Here's Asia. Ding, ding. You motherfucker.
On the hill, people never stand. just don't care.
Clearly, I'm not familiar with the song.
He said Asia
yes,
right
he
in
did.
It.
Yeah.
All right. That's Asia. Should I tell you the two albums that didn't make the cut to be included
please.
In Sevens?
Okay.
Meatloaf, Bat Out of Hell.
Uh-huh.
And Dire Straits, Making Movies.
That's a good album. That's a good album.
That's a good album. I know. It was hard. It was hard.
I'm glad you didn't include Meatloaf, by the way.
Yeah. Well, I find that it all those songs are like have 2 minute intro before you even get to it. And so I was like,
yeah, listen to Phil Rizzuto for however long.
Not that long.
All right. If they redid that now, Phil Rizzuto would say, oh, he's rounding third. He's going to finger blast.
Motherfucker.
He's eating dinner. He's saying fuck.
All right. Here comes Led Zeppelin with a little something called Southbound Suarez. I'm pretty sure they don't say Southbound Suarez.
No.
All right. And with that, okay, here comes Rush. you know this one.
Yeah.
Red Barchetta.
Oh.
How do you not? Maybe it's Red Barchetta. You like that cheer wine?
I mean, it's Dr. Pepper. I like Dr. Pepper.
So you like cheer wine?
Yes. Over there, Neil.
Two great drummers today. We got John Bonham and we got Neil. Is it Peart?
I've heard Peart.
Is it Peart? Well,
I heard Peart my entire life and then he died and suddenly it was Peart.
Peart.
Yeah.
How come? I mean, it's spelled like heart but with a P. Why isn't it Peart?
Yeah.
Well, you know what I mean?
Sure.
By your logic, Dave.
You know what? We're having a discussion on the pronunciation of the album. It's not like I corrected anyone.
You're okay. It's all right. It's
Jesus.
Dave Schneier's up.
Yeah.
Is he?
Oh, all right,
yeah,
Dave.
It's the second try.
Is it Asia?
No.
Is it Southbound Suarez? Or is it Red Barchetta?
Barchetta. I like that Zeppelin song. It's fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's good. I feel like it takes them a little bit back to their sort of blues upbringing, a little bit.
They were ripping off.
Yes. Robert Johnson and everybody else. Artists, right. Yeah. All the.
Yep.
It was catchy. Red Barchetta is one of my favorite Rush songs. And here's why. I love the story behind it. Like this crazy uncle, this white haired uncle. It's a sort of post-apocalyptic type of thing where he takes this car out among the, you know, like they get beyond the wires and everything like that. I love it.
It sounds like it's about Back to the Future.
Yeah. I mean, it's just there. And I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Neil Peart wrote most of the lyrics.
Yes,
too,
he wrote.
Right?
He was the lyricist. Yeah.
It's just strange but cool. I love it. I love it so much. This is a pretty easy one, actually. Top five songs for me of Rush of all time.
Wow. Nice.
Rush.
Red Barchetta. One for Red Barchetta. Yeah. Dave Festeen.
All right. Listen. I don't know why.
Don't yuck my
I'm
yum.
I'm sure I'm probably wrong. But Steely Dan, there always just seems to be a feeling of just pretentiousness to Steely Dan.
Yeah, and it's nerd rock, sort of, right?
No. We'll get to the nerd rock. Because it's bringing up the rear of this particular round.
Okay.
All right.
This isn't nerd rock. It's just like rich people. It is the very definition of yacht rock and not in a good way. So there are Steely Dan songs I like. This one, it's just like, I don't know, man. I feel like I just don't like it.
It sounds like you're not picking the one you like. It sounds like you're slamming the one you hate. Are you just whittling it down for us?
I'm whittling it down.
Okay.
Love the one you're with.
The Led Zeppelin song is great. Nice little shuffle going on there. Mm-hmm. I like it a lot. The Rush song, this is why the only woman at a Rush concert is Geddy Lee. This looks like an ugly woman to me. Is there anything in the cheer wine?
No.
Okay.
What is happening to you?
You did have one taste of that Shanky.
I did. Yeah. I had the Shanky's dick. And a couple of beers at dinner.
What's the point you're trying to make?
That's right. A couple of beers at dinner.
What is the point you're trying to make?
Rush is
nerd rock. That's nerd rock.
I've tried for years. I listened to my best friend in the world. No offense, Dave.
Yep. Wow.
Try to tell me how great Rush is. This is, what am I hearing? First of all, it's unnecessarily all the time changes and all the horse shit. It's just, it's unnecessarily difficult to listen to. And the story is just, it is a dork fest.
I still don't know what song he's picking.
I'm picking the Led Zeppelin.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I just.
Clearly.
I thought you were picking. I have to go back and rearrange.
I don't give a shit about, it was his uncle and he had a farm. Who gives a shit? Can we do a little more? I wanted to hear this. I'd watch a goddamn Hobbit movie.
Oh, my goodness.
Enough already.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Okay.
I step down from my soapbox.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. I had to go back and redo it because I thought he was picking.
What? Can I ask, what woman at the Rush concert? What's happening to the woman at the Rush concert?
There are no women at Rush concerts because of this dork fest music.
Got it. Okay.
Are there women at Steely Dan?
Yeah, maybe.
All right.
Because they're like groovy, funky bass lines.
Well, I went with that crazy, stupid story about the car. So I went with Red Barchetta.
Barchetta is a car.
Barchetta is a car.
I couldn't get past his uncle, and who gives a shit?
At the end of two rounds, Steely Dan 0.
All right.
Led Zeppelin 1.
Uh-huh.
Rush 5.
All right.
But come on.
Now I feel bad.
No.
Don't feel bad. No. Why would you feel bad?
Calling Geddy Lee an ugly woman.
Let me tell you this. This round, this is going to be a tough round.
All right.
All right?
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
What is it, Peg?
Be quiet.
Okay. Sorry.
Shut up.
It's not Peg. I'm not going to say what it is, but it's not Peg. It's going to be a tough round. So everyone calm. Everyone easy.
Sorry.
Okay, there's the bell. Here it comes.
Oh, for me. Okay.
Yeah.
Uh,
gotta get to the chorus, guys.
Yeah.
Is there a chorus?
Yes.
Oh, there is.
This one's for real.
And you're gonna sing along with
the saxophone.
So useless to ask me why. Throw a kiss and say goodbye. I'll make it this time. I'm ready to cross that fine line.
Here we go.
Learn to work the saxophone. I play just what I feel.
I'm going right into Led Zeppelin. Here we go.
Please do. Yes!
Oh, wow.
Manna from the gods.
Oh, baby.
Oh, baby is right.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, there's a light in your eye that keeps shining. Like a star that can wait for a night. I hate to think I've been blinded.
Not even the best part of that song.
It's not.
No. Nope.
It's true.
And I think it's a long time until he says Fool in the Rain.
Yeah. But,
all right. Coming up, here's Rush with one of my favorite instrumentals of all time.
Oh.
This is YYZ.
Oh.
You know it.
I do. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I love this. It's going back and forth right in my head. It's an instrumental, so they're never going to say YYZ. Dave Festini is going to say something, and I think I know what he's going to say.
So it's a great.
Mm-hmm.
It already begins like he just doesn't say the song. It already he's on the way to pontification.
It's a great
deep thoughts.
The Steely Dan versus Led Zeppelin part. Led Zeppelin.
Mm.
Led Zeppelin part of this particular round is perfect because it's like they said to Led Zeppelin, go make a song that's kind of like Steely Dan. And they did it perfectly.
Okay.
Steely Dan, on the other hand, again, I just can't get past the pretentiousness of this, this music. It's like, I feel
the
like
music or the lyrics,
everything. I should pop my collar and be drinking a martini on a yacht somewhere with a bunch of assholes. I can't get past it. I just can't. And the Rush song, okay, it's, you know, it's nice. It takes off there. I like that part where it kind of took off there in the middle. But again, a lot of times with Rush, I feel like they sat around and went, how hard can we make it to play? You know, like that was the goal.
Well, if you can play that hard, why not play it hard?
I guess.
But they don't do it on every song. So.
No.
There's a level of difficulty baked into every Rush song that doesn't necessarily need to be there.
I gotta be honest, I still don't know who he's voting for.
I do. I'm gonna go
It's Led Zeppelin.
I know.
And the beauty, and again, like, and here's a perfect example. That little offbeat in that drum lick with Bonham, that pss, the boom boom,
yeah,
is so incredibly difficult to do, but doesn't sound that way.
No.
The Rush stuff is like, okay, we all went to college for music, didn't we? And all paid attention in class. Well, whatever, you know, we all went to lessons. It's overly dramatically difficult, whereas it's much more subtle with the Led Zeppelin stuff, but very difficult.
Also, sadly, both drummers dead.
Yeah.
Rock and Peace.
Sadly.
Peart and Bonham.
Yep.
Peart.
All right. That so one too. For Led Zeppelin, yes. Fool in the Rain.
Yes.
Dave Schneier.
All right. Going into this round, I know enough about the Rush album that I knew what song was coming.
Okay.
I didn't know Zeppelin.
It was only 7 tracks.
Okay. Thank you.
Sorry.
I love Deacon Blues. I think it's a great song. I appreciate the jazziness of it. I appreciate the instrumentation. Whatever. You want to be pretentious? Fine. Play a pretentious song. And it just, it's a nice little groove to it. They've always had good musicians in this band.
Yes. Yeah.
Right? Musicianship-wise has been spectacular. So off the bat, not knowing what the Zeppelin song was going to be, I was 100% sure that YYZ was going to be. I'm like, this is going to be an easy win for me for Steely Dan. And then the Zeppelin song kicks in. That's probably what
you came to your senses.
Easily one of my favorite Zeppelin songs of all time.
Yes, it's amazing.
It's not even the best part that you hear when the whistle blows and the dun 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 dun, dun, right? Fantastic. It's so brilliant. It's Zeppelin all the way. Easy.
All right. Yes. 2 for Zeppelin, Fool in the Rain. Deacon Blues, I love it. And such a great, the chorus is so fun. It just, it's great. It's, and yeah, it's.
They call Alabama the Crimson Tide.
Call me Deacon Blues. It's so good. It's so good. YYZ, I already said, that's one of my favorite instrumentals. Yeah. I usually don't like many instrumentals. That one just.
It stands really well on its own, right? As a song.
It does. But Fool in the Rain is 100% my favorite Led Zeppelin song. So I don't know what you could, I mean, I don't know what songs from the other bands you could put up where I would even be hesitating a bit.
I have put Fool in the Rain on multiple mixtapes of stuff that I create. Like, I created a brunch playlist once. Somebody needed a brunch playlist, and I put that one on there.
Oh, boy.
And it fit really well. It just
fit well.
Was it
one of the guys from Steely Dan?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Shut up. All right? It just fits so well.
Forgive me, but I've never heard someone say they made a brunch playlist.
We need a brunch playlist.
You're welcome.
David.
You're welcome.
There'll be about 50 people.
This is why I don't this is why I don't do a blog post anymore.
At the end of 3 rounds.
That will be 3 olives in my martini, please.
I'll put an olive somewhere else.
At the end of right 3
here.
Rounds.
Right here.
Steely Dan. Just had a punch at the table. Steely Dan, 0.
Jesus. Okay, good.
Led Zeppelin, 4.
Fuck them.
Led Zeppelin, 4. Get it?
I got it. That's good.
And it's called Zozo. Shut up.
great. Yeah,
you
because
nerd.
that's too nerdy. But yeah. Rush is fucking awesome.
I call it Man with Sticks. Shut up. That's how I put it in my iTunes.
There's a bustle in my hedgerow.
That's how I like put it in with the other albums.
5 for Rush.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And with that, let's hear a little bit more of Dave's favorite from the album Aha.
Yeah, exactly.
Here comes Oh, Steely Dan.
Oh, waking us up.
What time's brunch?
Where's that asshole with the mixtape?
I seen your picture. Your name in lights above it. This is your big debut. It's like a dream come true. So won't you smile for the camera? I know they're gonna love it.
Boy, this is really a headphone band, isn't it?
Yeah.
I like your picture.
Looks good on you.
And when you smile for the camera, I know I love you better. Peggy will come back to you. Peggy will come back to you. Peggy will come back to you.
All right, Peg. Hello, Peggy. All right. Let's move on. I'm going to tell you the title of this Led Zeppelin song because you might not know this one. Or you know it, but you might not know
the title.
Yeah, the title.
Yeah.
There's a little something called Hot Dog. I don't know if I've ever heard that counting before. It's a good one. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Peg and Hot Dog.
Hot Dog.
But how are they going to do against this one?
Damn it.
In time, living in a limelight, the universe of dream for those who wish to see, those who wish to be must put aside the alienation.
All right, round four. We start with Dave Schneier, who was quite optimistic when he heard Peg.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, then Limelight came in. I'm gonna eliminate Zeppelin.
No hot dog.
No hot dog for me.
All right.
It's a good song, but it's not my favorite of the three. This comes down to what song in this very moment would I want to listen to more? And I'm just leaning towards Peg on this one. Limelight is a great song. Maybe the best song on this album. And I know I talked how much I loved Red Barrichetta, but I love Peg. Peg is a fantastic song. So we're going with Steely Dan on this one.
All right. Steely Dan is on the board.
Woo.
Peg. Way to go, Peg.
So when I was a kid,
oh boy,
we went to a store. Do you guys, did you have two guys?
No.
No?
We have the name of the five guys.
Five
now.
Guys.
No,
five
this
guys.
Was a department store called Two Guys.
Two Guys.
All right.
How many people work there?
More than two.
Okay.
And they weren't all guys.
Okay. Just clarifying.
But this is where I bought a lot of my 45s.
All right.
As a kid. And I must have picked up Steely Dan's Peg and accidentally dropped it, not even knowing what it was. I must have picked up the wrong record and I dropped it. And my parents, out of an abundance of caution that the 45 might be damaged, bought it and brought it home, obviously.
Okay.
Because they were afraid that I had damaged it and they didn't want to put it back on the stand, which is a testament to the honesty of my parents.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I remember my father sitting in a restaurant dropping F-bombs in front of a 12-year-old.
Happens all the time.
That's how I got to know that song.
It's a good story.
For me,
as punishment for dropping it.
What's this?
I went home and I took a beating that night, and that's why I hate Steely Dan.
Okay. Good to know.
No, I did not take a beating. So there's a fine line for me between yacht rock pretension, is that a name? Is that a word?
Sure.
And yacht rock perfection. Peg is yacht rock perfection.
Mm.
Okay. Hot dog to me, it's fun. It's a fun little number.
Yeah,
it's fun.
But it borderlines filler to me almost.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In that it's somewhat generic and fun, but generic.
Mm-hmm.
Limelight is a fun little number for Rush.
Yeah.
I like Rush when they get, I don't know if commercial is the word. Maybe
it might be. It might be. Yeah, accessible.
I like Rush when they get accessible. And Limelight, which I didn't think was on this album, I really like Limelight as a song. Although there are little elements in Limelight where it's like, okay, Neil, we get it. Okay, not everything has to be a fucking splash symbol,
science fictiony,
you know,
right?
So I'm going, but my vote.
Okay. All right.
It's Steely Dan.
Yeah. Whoa, look at that.
Holy. I was not expecting that.
Holy Peg.
I really wasn't expecting it. And here's what I'll tell you about that last round. All three of those songs were the shortest songs on each of those individual albums.
Really?
So right in the middle at round four, right, that round, song four is right in the middle of seven songs. They all chose to put their shortest song there for some reason.
Okay.
Okay. I could listen to Limelight on a loop like a fucking mental patient.
Okay.
So even though I do like Hot Dog and I do love Peg, but Limelight is just, for me, it's just, I can't.
Okay.
I can't go anywhere else. All right. So Steely Dan is on the board with two. Zeppelin has five. Rush has five. So that's where we're at. It is still wildly anyone's ballgame.
Can I ask a question? I just was watching you score. I'm not trying to correct you. You looked like you marked a point for Zeppelin. They were at four?
They were at four.
But they didn't get a vote that time.
Oh, boy. No, they did from me. No, they didn't. No,
you just voted for Rush.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, boy.
So they should have four.
You're right.
Because how many rounds in are we?
We are four rounds in.
So it should be 12.
Yes. Oh, thank you, Dave.
Okay.
And wow, that could have been big. I'm glad you saw that.
Okay.
How many mistakes have I made in the past?
Well, we never see you actually score.
Wow.
No, but I got a feeling we would have been like called out on it at some point.
Yes, someone would have said, wait a minute.
Somebody was actually keeping track.
All right, so let's be honest, it's the first mistake I've ever made in scoring.
Of course. Absolutely.
All right, Let me redo it. Steely Dan 2, Led Zeppelin 4, Rush 6.
Okay. That's right.
Still anyone's ballgame.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to go out on a very short limb and say that it's going to, as we go to side two of most of these albums, it's going to get a little dicey for Rush, I think. So, let's find out. Steely Dan is coming into the ring for round five with something called Home at Last. Home at Last. We all know it.
Do we?
We all love it. Why won't this goddamn bell play? Oh, thank you. Even talk about Peg, that's Michael McDonald on backing vocals.
Yeah.
Nice.
Talk about it. Home at Last features friend of the show on backing vocals, Timothy B. Schmidt. Timothy B. Schmidt. All right. We are moving on to the longest song on In Through the Outdoor. 10 minutes and 34 seconds.
Ooh.
This one's called, if I'm saying it right, Carisolumbra.
I think that's, yeah. I think that's
it's pretty right. close. It's close. Carisolumbra. Get ready. It's coming. Right, and moving on with Rush, with the longest song on their album and the longest song today, 11 minutes.
Oh.
This is The Camera Eye.
Yeah.
Oh, there's some traffic, guys.
Downtown Canada.
Yeah.
And that's one to grow on.
Hopefully there's about 7 minutes of this before the song kicks in.
Thank you.
They do sing on this one, right?
I believe they do.
We've got 10 more minutes to do it.
Right.
They're slowly coming in. Here's drums. You don't want me to jump it ahead, though, right?
Sure. Why not?
You want some? Want me to?
I don't know if it's going to make a difference, but go on.
All right, we're 3 minutes in. I'm going to jump it ahead.
All right.
The buildings are lost in the limitless rise. My feet catch the bones and the purpose falls shy.
What?
What?
Okay.
What is he talking? What is he rambling on about?
I don't know. All right.
Okay. Jesus. Dave Vestini.
You start.
It's an odd round, yeah. So you get to start. Will it be Steely Dan, Home at Last?
No.
Led Zeppelin, Carousel Umbra, or Rush, The Camera Eye.
Holy crap. This is a round from hell.
Mm.
The Steely Dan stuff, it's just so white. It's so just sterile and white. I don't love that Led Zeppelin song. Yeesh. And the Rush song. It sounded like the beginning of the Greatest American Hero pilot for the first 2 minutes. Like,
wow.
You know, the ship is coming
down.
That's
a hell of a pull right there.
Leave the suit.
Yeah.
Greatest Canadian Hero, Geddy Lee. You got to pick one.
I'll go Led Zeppelin.
All right. Desert Island, Carousel Umbra is the one you'll take with you.
Desert Island, maybe I just don't bring my radio.
All right, let me get the correct marker because now Schneier's watching the scoring.
Like a hawk.
I'm telling you. All right, there's one for Zeppelin.
All right.
Dave Schneier.
I agree. This is...
The.
Do you want to take a shit sandwich or...
or drink piss. You want a piss cocktail, piss martini?
All three of these songs are nerdy in a certain way, right? I mean, we talk about how nerdy... How nerd rock rushes and how like maybe
are you saying that the Zeppelin
just
is nerdy?
Give me a minute, okay? Just give me a minute.
Sorry,
all right.
Sorry, turn off my mic.
No. then you've got the maybe pretentiousness of the nerdiness of Steely Dan. Let's not forget that Zeppelin would sing about like fucking hobbits and other like that.
Yeah.
Like I'm
Mordor,
but musicianship wise.
Well, all three bands have musicianship down.
Okay,
but
you're right.
They did it in a cool way.
Okay, all right, fine. I'm picking Zeppelin on this one, but only because I like it better musically, and it's not 11 minutes long. When moving pictures,
it's 10 minutes and 31 seconds.
Right. When the moving pictures tour happened,
30 seconds.
Sure.
I would go to the bathroom on this song. If this one, they were like, "Hey, here's this next song." What, Camera's Eye?
Yeah.
Great time to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Well, I got 11 minutes to go find some place to
for
pee.
You, because as we've learned today,
I don't pee that much.
You go about 3 times a day.
Okay. That's all I gotta say. I don't pee that much, and I'm picking Led Zeppelin.
And you know, in concert, that song was probably 18 minutes.
Right. Right, because Neil Peart has like an extra 6 minutes to play a drum solo.
Yeah, he's got to play the chimes. All right, so two for Led Zeppelin.
I knew when I was saying it that Zeppelin does, you know, that they do bring up some of the Lord of the Rings references.
Yeah.
But they do it in a cool way.
Okay.
Well, you know, think it's cool, but other people might not think it's
Zeppelin
cool.
Zeppelin does it in a way that you're like hanging out with fantasy ladies and nymphs and, you know,
nymphs.
Rush.
That makes it better?
Rush is...
You're hanging out with nymphomaniacs.
With Rush, it's like
you're playing Dungeons and Dragons.
You're playing Dungeons and Dragons in a fucking basement with three other dudes, you know.
Are there pimples in that basement?
Yeah, probably.
Are there tape on the glasses?
You know, who ran out of Clearasil in the morning.
Wow.
All right.
I'm sorry, Rush.
Can
fans.
You pass me a straight expat?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right.
Or Geddy Lee would say, can you pass me a straight expat?
It's
I own all three of these albums on vinyl.
Okay.
Okay.
And
it's fair.
When I listen to these albums, especially Rush and especially Asia, Steely Dan, when I listen to those as an album listening experience, they flow together and everything's cool. And I'm like, that's a great album. This is a great album too. But when you separate it like this, whoo, doggy.
Yeah.
I have always loved Carousel Umbra. I love that song. I have always loved it. So for me, it's Led Zeppelin, and then put it up against those other two, and it's Led Zeppelin.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a knockout round for Led Zeppelin.
Okay.
Let me make sure I score it right. I get fucking trouble.
If I didn't okay, say so, it, you know somebody
you're right.
will.
You're right. You're right.
Somebody will.
At the end of how many? Five rounds. Hi, I'm Pat.
Yeah.
The end of five rounds, Steely Dan 2.
I love that the confusion on an album, on a seven track album.
I know, we're all confused. Well, you are, and I am. Steely Dan 2. Led Zeppelin takes the lead with 7.
Okay.
And Rush has 6. And I don't know
wow.
if it's going to get much better for Rush. I don't know.
Well, I must be mistaken about this. Which album is this?
Moving Pictures.
Moving Pictures.
Oh, you know what? The song that I was thinking about is on Signals, I think.
What are you thinking? Subdivisions?
Subdivisions?
No.
Love that song.
That's my favorite. God. That might be my favorite Rush song.
Again, I was horribly thinking, nerdy, but so, maybe, so yes. good.
Maybe it is still coming up.
Okay.
Well, all right.
Let's find out what happens when we hear Steely Dan play the song, I Got the News.
Oh, Jesus.
It's groovy.
No, it's
funky.
No, it's, but it's not.
You and your lot, you're a mob, you're a screamer. Didn't know how to hustle. Daddy is a rare millionaire, I don't care. Yeah, you got the muscle.
Fucking guy's got the news.
Hey, no, he doesn't.
Yes, dear, had it
is it bad news? All right, I'm going to jump right in to Led Zeppelin with this hit. Into what is possibly, probably Donald Trump's favorite song. Here's one called Witch Hunt. Witch Hunt from Rush.
Ugh. Jesus.
Such hatred.
You just start a song.
Pretty sure I'm still in the bathroom at this point.
It's funny. This song playing right now is only 4 minutes and 47 seconds.
Better hurry up and pee.
bunch of people with pitchforks setting women on fire. It's a witch hunt. It's a witch hunt.
Yep, sure do.
All right. Round six. I got the news. All my love. Witch hunt. Dave Schneier, what say you?
It's not Rush. We'll start with that.
Okay.
You sure?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
I don't mind the Steely Dan song, although I'm starting to get a very, I'm going to dip into a little jazz. It's a little Chick Corea like. I don't know if you guys are familiar. Like, it feels a little like white jazz.
It is. Right? I feel like it's a little Al Di Meola in there.
Yeah.
It is homogenized jazz. It's.
I think these are very talented musicians who play good music.
Great.
Sometimes really great music. It's a good song. All of my love. It is my least favorite popular Zeppelin song. Like, of the songs that you know of Led Zeppelin,
mm-hmm.
it almost feels like a Robert Plant solo song. Like, when you listen to some of his early solo stuff, it feels very soloish. And you can make face or you can judge or whatever.
I just have to say, I'm not allowed to make a face.
You're allowed to.
Okay.
But I'm going to vote for it because it's my favorite of the three, even though I don't love it.
All right. That's fair. He's speaking honestly.
Very fair.
Finally, someone speaking honestly.
That's what I do.
What are you implying?
I'm kidding. I'm here too. All right, Dave Fastini. Did you like I Got the News, All My Love, or Witch Hunt?
That Rush song, it's like the soundtrack to a nerd Saturday night. Oh, God.
They're under a blanket telling ghost stories with a flashlight.
There you go.
Eating cheese puffs.
Yikes.
Talking about girls.
Just talking.
Not talking to girls.
Betty Lynn had a big bra on. Her bra was so big.
Her boobies. I thought I'm already on record with the Steely Dan thing again. We're back to it just being like... Just they just poured bleach all over it, and they're like, "Here's some jazz."
Can I say one thing? I think the more you listen to Asia, the more I think. Unfortunately,
every time you say songs, Asia, I think you're talking about the supergroup.
The songs just sort of sound the same too much on this album. On this album,
yeah. But this was a huge album.
I know,
too. It's crazy.
But if you, I'm done talking. I'm sorry. I should have stopped when I was like. Fine. But Can't Buy a Thrill.
No, you're right. It's like it's one
their debut
big, long
was incredible.
It's like it's
Can't Buy a Thrill is ridiculous.
It's so good. It's so eclectic and different and everything.
Yeah, Dirty Work. And
right.
Reeling in the Years.
It's one of the greatest debut albums of all time.
Only a fool would say that.
Easily.
It's great. Yes. And yeah, if you've never heard that album, you should listen to that one.
Well, now that you're saying the names of the songs, it's, you know. It's,
Change of the Guard is on that. Oh, it's so good.
I don't think I voted yet.
Sorry, we stole your thunder for a second.
Yeah.
As far as you're feeling, Into the Outdoor is a very, it's not your typical Zeppelin album.
Yeah.
Right.
Lots of influences there.
John Paul Jones kind of took the helm because Jimmy wasn't feeling that great. So there's a little more keyboard.
Was, you know, drugs, Satan, both.
Yeah, whatever. Castles.
Right.
He was teenage girls, whatever.
Midgets.
Yeah.
Again, with the
loot.
It's Led Zeppelin. That All My Love is a nice, you know, it's like a 6 or a 6.5 on the Zeppelin scale of
midgets with lutes.
Before I vote, I just want to say, previously, Caris Alumbra, I just want to tell you, I told you I love that song. I don't know one fucking word they're singing in that song.
Yeah.
I don't know one thing they're saying. Yeah. I've never even looked at the lyrics. I don't even know. It's just like, it's just like, what, but I love it. The way I love over these three, I love All of My Love. Because come on. What, I mean, Witch Hunt? This Moving Pictures album, it falls off. Side two falls off.
It probably sold so well because of Limelight and Tom Sawyer, and that's it, right?
And even Red Barchette and White. Yeah. I think the whole first side is great.
It's a great first side.
Didn't they package it with like a special edition Dungeons & Dragons set?
No, but In Through the Outdoor had 6 covers in a paper bag. Yeah. Came in a paper bag.
I know that the covers were made so that
you could paint it. You could lick your finger and paint the insert. But yeah, it's got 6 different covers.
Hmm.
It's like when you see the guy at the bar, you see him from each cover is a different angle.
Oh, that's cool.
From behind the bar, from behind him.
Really?
Yeah, that's why it was in the paper bag, because then people wanted to collect them all. So then they would have to buy more than one.
Smart.
Maybe that's why it sold 6 million albums.
Peter Grant was their manager.
By the way, Rock and Peace, Walter Becker, also, who's no longer with us, making that sweet, sweet bleach jazz. All right, let me do a tally. Zeppelin's really stepping it up here with 3 more votes. Yeah. 1, 2, 3. At the end of 6 rounds, Zeppelin's got 10. Rush has 6. Steely Dan has 2.
Yeah.
Even if Rush gets the next 3 votes, and they're not going to, I don't think, they can't win.
Yeah.
But they can get closer. Steely Dan
is done.
All right. 1 song left. This Steely Dan song features a good drummer also. Jim Keltner plays on this track. So enjoy this. Hear that hi-hat?
She comes home.
Yeah, we're going to bust out the hats and hooters. All right. Led Zeppelin's closing out their 7-song opus with something called I'm Gonna Crawl.
She's driving me crazy. She's an apple.
Led Zeppelin, I'm Gonna Crawl, and Rush, closing it out with something called Vital Signs.
Show Stranger Things.
Sticking to the same thing.
Yeah, it rocks though. It's rocking. Sounds a little Police-ish too.
Yes.
Unstable condition, a symptom of life. In mental and environmental change, atmospheric disturbance, the feverish flux of human interface and interchange.
Right, that's round seven. Josie versus I'm Gonna Crawl versus Vital Signs versus Dave Festini. What do you got for us, Dave?
Man, I'm not a huge fan of any of these songs.
How sad are you guys that you picked sevens?
No, I'm not. I'm not.
I didn't like that Rush song at all. Again, it's the... It's back to the inaccessible. Inaccessible, unaccessible.
Sure. Yeah, sure.
We know what you mean.
I mean, Inaccess is a band.
Yes. Did I ever tell you about the time my mom went in to buy Kick for Christmas for my brother and I?
What'd she call it?
She asked for the new Inx album.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I bet a lot of moms did that.
Yeah.
Now, the reason Inx has never been on this Versus episode yet is because their albums are like 12 songs long, so it's hard for me to find
that's
something
too bad,
that's
they
gonna
got really good albums.
They do have a strong set of albums, a strong run of three or four for sure.
Yeah.
Speaking of strong runs, these three songs.
I'm about to have a strong run.
I'm gonna throw one Steely Dan's way.
All right.
Just because it was
not as offensive as the other two.
Go back to like the Desert Island idea, I think that's the one I would probably prefer to have with me.
You're taking Josie.
Yeah.
You're taking Josie to the Desert Island.
Okay.
All right. Fair. All right. Dave Schneier.
She's on a vacation far away.
There you go. I've been waiting yeah. for that one.
Okay.
Boy, that Led Zeppelin song just drags.
Not a great ending.
No. So that's clearly not going to get... I didn't mind the Rush song. I mean... Inaccessible. At least they tried a little bit. Coming off of Vital Signs and Witch Hunt and things like that, this fit a little bit more with what was on the first side than... I'm not voting
like,
for
hey,
it.
Hey, this piece of shit doesn't smell as bad as the other
I'm
two
I'm not
pieces
voting
of shit.
For it. I'm voting for Steely Dan, because that's a good song. Just a straight-up good song.
That went to number 26 on the singles charts.
There you go.
Josie.
Really?
Not as high as Deacon Blues, which was 19, and Peg that went to 11.
Yeah. It's a good track.
Right. Yeah. 2-4 Steely Dan. No, 3-4 Steely
Dan.
Hey,
way to go, Steely Dan.
I did like that last Rush song better than the previous two.
Yes.
Camera Eye and Witch Hunt. Yeah. Jesus.
Ugh.
So they did pull out a little bit. But I'm assuming that everyone who bought Moving Pictures back in the day that wasn't a super crazy Rush nerd, they listened to side one, then they listened to side two, and then they put side one on again, and they never listened to side two
again.
It's
funny you say that.
Never.
I guarantee. I wore the cassette out because of side one, and that's it.
Yeah, you just kept rewinding it and playing it over and over and over again. Yeah. I mean, there's no doubt.
It's one of the most unbalanced albums.
Yeah. Well,
plus the game, now, your game was probably over by the end of the first side, so you just stop the tape.
And what's funny is when I gave the score last time, you said Steely Dan's out of it. Now they're only one behind Rush.
Finish one behind
it
Rush.
Closes with Led Zeppelin 10,
yeah.
Rush 6, Steely Dan 5. And Steely Dan gets a knockout round.
Good for them.
And Zeppelin got 3 knockout rounds. And Tom Sawyer awarded Rush 1 knockout round also. So
very,
there we
very
go.
Very first one. Very first round, yep. They get a knockout round.
And everyone's like, oh boy, here we go.
That? Yeah.
They thought, oh boy, here comes Pet Sounds again. Right out of the box.
That's right.
So, all right.
Don't remind me.
Let's close. Now, people at home don't know what's going on. This is our second record of the day. We're going to record a third. And I really want to have fun for this next one because we're a lot of fun because we're going to drink some liquor.
Yeah.
I got something up my sleeve for the next one. It doesn't mean anything to you guys right now.
All right.
But you'll eventually find out. So, with that, Dave Festini, you want to give out any information about yourself?
I don't have anything going on. Well, that's not necessarily true. I mean, I don't know when these are going to drop, but anyone who's listening in the Northeast area, the Northern New Jersey area,
mm-hmm.
I'm in a band called Mother Cover.
Yeah.
Good
band.
We do plays from time to time. We do shows from
play
time
from
to time.
Time to time.
Yes.
We do plays.
You can find it. It's MOTHERCOVR. Leave off the last E.
Clever.
We have like an Instagram page. You can check us out there, or look me. I'm
follow you on. You want them to follow you on Instagram is what they want. They do, and then they can always find out where you are. So yeah. What's Mother Cover's Instagram?
I think it's at Dave.
Is it at Mother Cover?
Let me look it up.
We are at Rock Solid Show on Instagram. I post my album of the day there. You can go to patreon.com/rocksolidpodcast. You can participate in episodes. You can win prizes. And I drop Monday morning mini episodes that only the $5 and up Patreon people can listen to. Each one of those episodes focuses on one of my autographed albums. I will tell you the story about where, when, and how I got that album signed. Also, go over to Blue Sky. We are at Rock Solid Podcast. Did I kill enough time, gentlemen?
You did.
All right.
We are Mother. It's just at Mother Cover again. Leave off that last E on Instagram, and we got some videos there, and we are supposed to announce when our shows are coming up.
Good.
And Facebook, too. If you search Mother Cover, you'll find us there.
Fun band to go and see. Go
Thanks,
see him.
Dave. Dave has seen us.
I have.
How many times, Dave?
Once.
Just once?
And how's Festini life? Is he a good show? Does he put on a good show? Is he a good front man?
Where did we see you? What was the venue? That little place by the air park. We were down at the Sunset Grill.
Yes. Thanks.
And you walk all over the bar. You're entertaining everybody. You're interacting with people. Very lively show. The band is good. Dave is very entertaining and a hell of a singer. So,
all right. Thank you.
Excellent. And where can we find you?
Find me all over social media, every single place you could, at Dave Schneier, Facebook. Yeah. I'm on X. I'm on Threads. I'm on Blue
TikTok.
Sky. I'm on TikTok as well.
Wow.
Oh, Dave's a little bit of a TikTok.
I my organization, the company I work for, I do some pop culture trivia and some other things on TikTok that have gotten, one of them got 2 million views.
Oh, that's crazy good.
So. It's fun
Congratulations.
Stuff.
That's crazy good.
It's a lot of fun. My kudos to where I work. So,
all right.
For putting it together.
And with that, we are done. And as our playout song since Led Zeppelin 1, I am going to play possibly one of the greatest B-sides of all time. Mm. I cannot believe it wasn't included on the album Led Zeppelin 3. It is Hey Hey, What Can I Do? Thank you, Festini.
Thank you,
Schneier.
Thank you.
Hey Hey, What Can I Do?
Wanna tell you about the girl I love? My, she looks so fine. And she's the only one that I've been dreaming of. Maybe someday she will be all mine. I wanna tell her that I love her so. I'm through with her every touch. I need to tell her she's the only one I really love. She won't be true now. I got a woman stay drunk all the time. I said I got a little woman and she won't be true. On Sunday morning when we go down to church, see the men folks standing in line. Don't say they come to pray to the Lord, not when my little girl looks so fine. In the evening when the sun is sinking low, everybody's with the one they love. I walk the town, keep a searching all around, looking for my street corner girl. I got a warm, warm ball all day.
God. Where does this anger come from?
I have to let the anger out.
Talk about this.
Just wait till the next one we record,
You have to understand.
And we have Shanky's dick or whatever it's called. I wanted to tell you guys something in the kitchen, and I totally fucking forgot what it was.
All right,
I'd like some Shanky's dick. You guys have Shanky's dick?
Yeah. Shanky, come on out.
And you guys are sure your headphones are turned on?
I can hear everything.
I can hear
perfectly.
All right.
Unfortunately, I hear Dave.
That's nice of you. Oh, thanks.
Oh, boy.
Angry Dave.